I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter, all right? Small varmints, if you will.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint!
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and joining us in studio is Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg, and she's going to talk to us about a special program taking place tomorrow night. Is Anyone Home? It's quite the unique program. I've had the privilege over the past couple of years of speaking and talking with Officer Liedberg about some of the programs that the city of Brockton does to reach out not only to the kids and the community, but the parents as well to help them. Hello, Officer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Talk to us about some of the things that the city of Brockton is doing. I think a lot of people have had for the longest time the misperception that policing isn't just out there capturing the bad guys, but that police do more than that. You guys are community partners.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't know how many programs that we run from the community education office. There are several that are available to parents, and the hopes are that we can train the parents and then that training can morph onto the kids. So this is an extension from one of our other programs, Operation Divinity. Operation Divinity is absolutely one of my most favorite that I've been involved in since I went up to community education. It's hailed from the Boston program, which is Operation Homefront. A bunch of officers and clergy people in Boston decided that one of the ways to help at-risk youth is to go out and do home visits. So a police officer, a clergy member, and a social worker get in a cruiser, and they go and they visit kids. And the referrals come mostly from the schools, and they certainly can come from probation or certainly churches or parents themselves. But for the most part, they're not court-involved kids, so it's just issues with discipline and a lot of office referrals at school and maybe some suspensions. So we're just trying to get the train back on the track kind of thing. So Thursday nights at 5:30, we send out a police officer, a clergy member, and a social worker, and we do those home visits. And some of the feedback that we got from the home visits was, well, what do we do after? I mean, it's wonderful that the police department cares, that you're in the community, but once you guys leave, where do we go from here? And, you know, we kind of threw the ball around thinking, well, should it be a support group? Should it be a night? Should it be a dinner? Should it be an event? Should it be a training? And we came up with these kind of strategy dinners that we do every couple months. So obviously, the next one is tomorrow night from 5 to 8 at the Brockton Public Library. I'm still hoping that we fill the room. Mm. So if people are listening and are interested in coming out, they're certainly welcome. And I would absolutely ask them to call my voicemail and leave a message that they want to come out tomorrow night. That's 508-897-5377. Or I can be reached by email at nancy@brocktonpolice.com. But we just need a final total, obviously, because we're serving dinner. And the parents that sign up that want to bring their kids, we're going to provide babysitting.
And just once again, folks who aren't aware of where the Brockton, the main public library is, because I believe there's multiple libraries. That's 304 Main Street.
Yes.
In Brockton, downtown Brockton. You can't miss it.
Main and White Ave. They just celebrated their 100th
anniversary. Yeah. Something to do with that.
Yep. The Carnegie Building. It's beautiful.
Talk to me about some of the strategies that are presented to parents, you know, in ways to kind of keep their child on course and to help them with their parenting.
Well, I think sometimes it's a challenge because it might be a single parent household. It might be two parents, but they're both working. So the kids are getting out of school at 2:30 or 3, and then there's nothing or they think there's nothing for them to do until they get out of work at 5:30. So they're kind of unaccounted for or lost in the shuffle. So we find that one of the ways to fill that space is certainly to engage them in the after-school programs that Brockton Public Schools does an absolutely beautiful job of. Another resource would be the Boys and Girls Club or the Y. And now we're branching out into mentoring. So getting the youth engaged with a mentor.
Peer mentoring?
Yes, but no. The peers are older, but still closer in age to them than, say, their parents or grandparents, which is one of the things that they struggle with, is the alienation from age.
Right.
So we hook them up with a mentor, and one of the initiatives tomorrow night is to basically educate the parents on what we have for mentoring initiatives. The Big Brother, Big Sister, the Brockton Christian Mentoring, the new program that we've affiliated with, A Beautiful Me, which is girl empowerment. So it's just nice to be able to tell parents what we have available that they may or may not know. I certainly, in a day and age with the technology the way it is, you can Google, but like I say with No Not My Kid, you will become very quickly overwhelmed with the amount of information that comes back.
Do you, I usually know that some of these events come with speakers. Do you have anybody speaking at the event?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night is by far, without a doubt, one of my most favorite speakers to listen to, and it's Reverend Tim Allen from Boston. He was very involved in the Boston Initiative and very well known to local pastors in the Brockton area. So he's coming out, and he does this presentation for parents. It's called Is Anyone Home? And it's basically all the struggles and then strategies to deal with those conflicts. It's anything from communication to discipline to at the end he opens it up to questions and answers. It's amazing because when I first saw it, it was only a couple months ago, and my son's 18, and I said, where was Tim Allen 5 years ago? My son was 13. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. He was around, and he was still doing this program, which is wonderful that we have the opportunity in Brockton to have him out here.
Talk to me about as far as what you do on the, as far as helping parents understand how to kind of mediate with their children and how to be able to deal with them when it comes to conflict.
I think the biggest message, and what's interesting is, regardless of who you speak to in this environment, whether it's Tim Allen or a clergy or a social worker or a teacher or a police officer, whatever the case may be, I think most people are ringing the same bell saying, you're not there to be their friend. You are there to be their parent, to discipline them, to correct them. And there's time to be friends.
Is that a big problem these days that parents want to try to be their friend, that they don't know where the line is, especially when they have to, you know, if something happens? Because, listen, as kids grow up, they're going to make mistakes.
Sure.
They're going to get involved with the wrong crowd and from time to time do things that they shouldn't. It's part of the learning process when you're growing up.
Right. I think the loss in communication comes. Parents want to be the kids' friends because they think that they'll learn more information that way, that if the child thinks that they're friends, that they'll talk to them. And it actually has the reverse effect, because then they don't look at them as authority figure. And then next thing you know, the kid's out of control, they're in crisis, and they're calling 911. So we have these programs, so when parents are having a struggle, they can reach out to us and say, what can I do? What's available? We certainly want to get those children before they're in crisis. I can't tell you how many times during the day my phone rings and people say, they're basically at wit's end. And, you know, I hear it in their voice, and it's sad that it has to get to that point, but they want to know that there's something out there where they can turn to, basically. And it's nice that they had the forethought to call the police department in a non-emergency way and say, hey, do you have any programs? Everybody says Scared Straight. Like, that's what they remember.
I remember Scared Straight. I do. And they have something that's still on TV, I believe, these days that you can watch, where they do bring the kids still into prison.
You're backing up the wrong tree with TV here.
Okay.
I'm a movie girl.
Okay. No problem with that. But there has been, you know, you see it from time to time where they will bring a group of kids in, the ones who have been in trouble a number of times, and they're in with prisoners who are, you know, they're willing to help out, and they put a scaring into the kids.
Sure.
And by the time they're walking out, they're crying, well, and they realize that, you know what, I don't want to be in prison.
Right. I think the research was done that there was a short-term effect on those kids, but not a long, sustainable effect.
Right.
Basically, it reminds me of, and I think we've chatted before about this, is, you know, the kid at checkout at the supermarket, and he wants a candy bar, the mother
says
no.
Oh, my God.
The mother says no, and she means no. It's close to dinner. She doesn't want to get him a candy bar. The kid wants to eat it right then, of course.
They start screaming.
They start screaming, and then it becomes, but I want it. And then they say no. And then it becomes kind of other people are paying attention, and all of a sudden, you see that complete, like, just give in. That I'm beaten. I'm gonna fold. Forget it. Here you go. Here's the candy bar. Right. Just to shut the kid up.
But yet the kid realizes that it figures something out. Does it not?
Yeah. You know, I go. That was a test, and you just failed. You know, most of the time I'm in civilian clothes, and I don't know if I would say anything if I was in uniform, like, because the child's still there and you can't really have that one-to-one, but it's like you just failed that test miserably, because they learned the louder they scream, the more they cry, the more they whine, the more they say I want it, they're gonna get it.
Right.
And it's crazy.
I gotta tell you, it's you know, from the time, not to go, I remember when I went to school and I grew up or anything like that, but you know, the times have changed. I mean, there used to be a time when if I pulled something when I was that young, I would get the look, and the look meant something.
When we're in private, that look meant something.
That meant, like, when I get you alone.
Yeah, when I get you alone.
You and I are going to have a conversation, and you're not going to like it.
We are going to have a come-to-Jesus talk.
Basically, yeah. And that's something that you, again, it's times have changed. You can't do that. Spanking is not something that solves a problem with a child. You have to find ways to...
The jury's still out.
Okay.
But, well, we could certainly get into that debate in the back and forth, but, you know, parents come to me and the kid's 15. It's like, no, you're not going to start with spanking at 15.
Yeah,
that's going to be totally ineffective.
Right. What are some of the questions that you hear that you hear from parents all the time? What is the facts, the frequently asked questions that you get as an officer that this program deals with?
Well, back to the struggle. I mean, it starts, I was just thinking, you know, because I got on the tangent with the supermarket, but you're working a detail at a supermarket and a parent comes by with a kid that's out of control and they say, oh my God, every police officer, the hair on the back of the neck will stand up when they say it, but they go, you better behave or this officer's going to take you away.
Oh my goodness, yes. And I've heard that 100 times.
Yeah.
As a, you know, an innocent bystander.
Yeah, but you know what? It's so toxic to that kid, because the message we're trying to give that kid is that we are here to help. Should you go missing, who do you want to find you?
The police.
Certainly the police. Could you see a kid running away from the police because they think they've been bad and they're going to be taken away? And then there goes the search.
To beckon back to a day and age when, you know, youth were afraid of police. The police departments, at least I know in Massachusetts that I can speak for, you guys have done a tremendous job at being friends with them. That you're more of a presence in school, and if anything, you've built a relationship with the kids to say, hey, it's not bad to be friends with the local police officer.
We want to be a resource, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we have the officers in the middle schools in Brockton.
Correct.
Is to basically deal with those problems before they become problems. But growing up, I was more afraid of my parents than the police. But that's kind of my dad was a police officer, so
what are you saying?
Yeah. It's kind of both.
Okay. So back to, we get a couple of minutes left here. So back to the program tomorrow. Folks want to get involved with this. What other things do you want to put out there? Do you want to put out there who is supporting this particular venture? And how many more of these do you hope to have down the road?
We will have as many as we get people to come up for. Like I said, I'd like to fill the room, but sometimes I bang my head against the wall saying, how do we get parents here? You know, is there in fact a stigma for parents signing up and coming out? Because it's certainly not an intervention in any way, shape, or form. It's prevention. It's come out, get some information, know that these are problems that other parents struggle with and how you can prevent them from happening, kind of thing. I guess I would like to promote the fact that we are on Facebook, Brockton Police Community Education, that I know that you see a lot of our events posted on our community page. We're on Twitter, not utilized as much, but the new website is out, brocktonpolice.com, and under the news tab, there's a lot of information about, you know, Night Out Against Crime is coming. There'll probably be a posting for the fair up there, where obviously this event is on there, and there's a community education request form. So if somebody wants to have a home visit for Operation Divinity, they fill out the form. If they want to host a Not My Kid, they would fill out that form. Or Great Family's been very, very, very successful in Brockton. We usually partner with the schools, but we are absolutely more than willing to partner with churches or local organizations that want to host the event. We don't really have the space at the police department to have all these trainings, so we look for partners that have space that can come out and say, hey, we'd like to have you host a training. And there's no cost to them other than giving us the space.
Okay. We just got a couple of minutes left here. I believe there'll be a light meal and babysitting if it's something that is requested in advance. Is that correct?
Yeah, as long as they call and leave me a message tonight. The flyer is on the website. It is on Facebook. If they want, they can download that, check it out, or they can just call my voicemail and say they're interested in coming, and I will reserve them a seat. It's 508-897-5377. Still, the best way to reach me is email, which is nancy@brocktonpolice.com. You know, just your name and phone number in case it fills up, which I would love.
I know you would. and that's what we're kind of hoping is that folks are listening and would want to attend this.
And bring a friend.
Bring a friend,
family member.
But you would prefer no children there, correct?
No, I love children.
You don't? Okay.
I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, okay.
Mine's 18. Children, if they sign up in advance, we can absolutely provide babysitting, but we just need to make sure we have enough babysitters. That's why we're requesting they sign up. And enough food, obviously.
Okay. Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg, thank you so much for your time, your patience, and your energy, and I hope that you have a tremendous turnout tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
That was Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg, and if you have a chance, don't forget to give her a call, 508-897-5371, and check out the event, Is Anyone Home?, which will be at the Brockton Main Library, located at 304 Main Street, or as she said, the corner of Main and White Avenue. And